Blog Talk Radio.
Unmuted. That was a mighty introduction. Welcome, everybody, on this beautiful Sunday. I'm sorry for the rain. You might be hearing it on my car, but hopefully we can just absorb this beautiful rain and this drought season down here and just be grateful for it. Welcome, everyone. Let's begin our program today by lighting up your individual pillars of light. Take a deep breath. And the you that you are, we're going to light this up. So see the beautiful diamond in your mind, sparkling blue, the beautiful spinning pink diamond in your heart, and the beautiful white diamond in your solar plexus, the mind, the heart, and the will of Mother and Father God within you, with your unique prism that you add to it that sparkles bright. Reach down and grab our Mother Earth and lock into her crystal core and feel her love coming back up for you and her nurturance. And Mother and Father are waiting with outstretched hands. So reach up and grab hands with Mother and Father and feel their beautiful honey love pouring all over you, reassuring you, calming you, nourishing you, sustenance. You are amazing in your pillar. You have everything you need in your pillar. That's it. It's important to remember this. Everything you need is in your pillar, and you are perfect. So welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being here and adding your energy on this special day. And I pass the talking stick to our beautiful Christine for our welcoming decree. Hi, Christine.
Hey, Meg. You know, we've always vowed to be transparent, and it has been some bumpy hours. So right now, I just want to reach out to all the transmuters and say, sweet, sweet ones, you are not alone. Your service is not unseen. And I want to talk about something a little bit different. There are those, like our sweet sister Marcia, who their job is just to hold a really bright light. They're like the lighthouse on the shore, always beckoning, this way is safe, that way is this way to the light. And every day Marcia sends us these incredible, heartfelt, age-old, yet brand-new decrees. And so, yet again today, I'm going to use a string of decrees that Marcia sent. But first, I want us all to, if you're feeling strong, reach out to your brothers and sisters who are stretched thin and working all out. If you're stretched thin, reach out to the rest of us. Whether we're stretched thin or shining extra strong, it doesn't matter. We are one family, and together we are one strength, one purpose, one love, one grace. Meg, you so often remind me of that. You never care what state I'm in when I call you and say, Meg, Meg. You just say, yes, yes. And that's all I feel for everyone on the call today. For everyone that's not on the call today, that's out there sustaining the light. This is a really crunch moment. And so, especially everyone on the call, we are blessed and gifted enough to know to gather here. So let's reach beyond ourselves and our current conditions, and let's reach out our loving hearts, our hands, our stability, our love, our light, our strength, our knowing to everyone across this wide world who is reaching to make a choice for the light, who is standing steadfast for the light no matter what, who may not have access to such a call, but has access to our love. Let's spread out right now like a network, Meg. Let's reach in every direction and hold them strong and steady and bright. All right, here we go. With Marcia's collection of decrees for this bright Sunday. And she always starts with something wonderful, so I'll start it from the beginning of her communication. Dear family, if you feel it, let's shower ourselves and worlds with violet. Here are some useful invocations. Smile, we are blessed. That's our Marcia. She's just such a pristine, clear light holder. And I rely on her daily, as we do rely on not only those who are transmuters, gatekeepers, transducers, on and on, boots on the ground, bringing in the programs in the legal capacity, in the military capacity, filling a light of true security and love. But then there are our light holders, and it is their job, and they have hard won that position to hold the light for us. Like our healers. Here we go, Meg. Here we go, everyone. Let there be light, and let that light be the violet light, O God. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. Earth is a planet of violet fire. Earth is the purity God desires. I am that I am. In the name of Saint Germain, blaze and expand the violet flame. With the knowledge and blessings of God that I am, I invoke cosmic energy for the freedom of man. I am calling for an ocean of violet flame to transmute fear and error and all sense of shame. With Saint Germain, I transmute human drudgery and dross by the miraculous blessings of his Maltese cross. Charge, charge, charge! And let victory be proclaimed as we fight the fight of freedom in the name of Saint Germain. O world, awake. Your dusty selves now shake, purify and rectify new ways of thought to make. I stand for love. I stand for life, with violet flame to end all strife. Save the world with violet flame. By the power of the 3x3, this waltzing, spinning energy will set all life now free. Breath of God inside each cell, I am the violet flame. Searching out all hidden pain, I am the violet flame. O violet flame of freedom, thou radiant fountain of youth, charge my 4 lower bodies with the beauty of spiritual truth. O atoms, cells, electrons, within this form of mine, let violet flame pass through me, its essence most sublime. I am the violet flame, blazing like the sun. I am God's sacred power, freeing everyone. Beloved, I am presence bright. Round me seal your tube of light. Keep me faithful, true each day, as I step forth with violet ray. Expand God's freedom in my heart today. Help me love and forgive on my I am way. Let the violet flame now arise and sing in my heart of hearts. Its gifts to bring. Let violet fire of freedom roll round the world to make all whole. Saturate the earth and its people too with increasing Christ radiance shining through. I am this action from God above, sustained by the hand of heaven's love, transmuting the causes of discord here, removing the core so that none do fear. We are one family of light, standing together. We all come forward as we are now, holding hands tenderly, supporting each other, reaching to God, reaching to the earth, and fulfilling our destiny. So be it.
So be it. Oh my goodness. All my cells and my cells are vibrating. Wow.
The true purpose
Thank
of
you,
decree.
Christine.
Yes. Thank you, Marcia.
I do decree
Thank
so
you,
much
sweet
differently.
Light workers.
Yes. Thank you, Marcia. I do. I'm the same way. I open up Marcia's, and on the way to work, I am decreeing, and I do them so differently since I've met Christine. It is good. It's good. Thank you so much. Well, welcome, everyone. Today's program is Enough, St. Germain. This is our Unified Redemption Focus, Day 7. So let me read his message to us. For those of you who would like to receive the Master's messages directly into your email box, you can go to our website, whoneedslight.org, and hit the sign-up button and give us your email, and you will get these messages from our Masters through the channels, through our beloved channels, as soon as they are hot off the presses. And I have to say that yesterday's messages from our beloved Lady Kuan Yin in Saint Germain, who are fully encompassing all the shades of our violet, lavender, amazing flame, were really beautiful. And I'm so grateful that we have St. Germain here to carry us forward even more with his message. So if you haven't had a chance to read that, do go back and see that. It's really quite beautiful. So this is from St. Germain. It has become increasingly easy to undo, regroove, clear, cleanse, release, all that no longer serves us as we continue to rise in our glorious ascension. Old corrupted definitions are restored to have their original pristine meanings once again. For instance, the meaning of, quote, to care, unquote, was corrupted over time with collective agreement and through devious programming to become, quote, to be concerned, unquote. Concern, care, question mark? No. Concern and care are not the same. Care is care. Concern includes worry, burden, danger, while care is simply care. Peace is simply peace, not a lack of war. Care is care, not concern for. Freedom is freedom, not just more free than the guy over there. Kindness is kindness, not absence of brutality. And prosperity is prosperity, not merely enough. And we're going to hear from Saint Germain more on this. Contemplate, he says, what I am striving to explain to you. The concept of enough is a construct designed to help enslave you. So on today's live radio show, let's reclaim and restore the concept of enough to the light. Surely this will assist you in the giving you are about to embark upon. Oh, Saint Germain, enough is enough, your beloved Saint Germain. Well, it's wonderful. And this is a beautiful companion to Lady Kuan Yin's message, where she describes the corruption of receiving to mean to take. So instead of receiving being the twin of giving, inseparable, one energy shared between themselves, it's been corrupted to take. And so she explains how we have taken a stand to not take, thinking we are doing something for the light. I will not be a burden to others. I will not take from them. When in fact, it hampers our ability to receive and complete that beautiful circuit of giving and receiving, which we are about to enter in a really material way across this planet as it unfolds. So do go in and read those messages. They're quite beautiful. We also have a Facebook page, Who Needs Light, and our messages are always posted there. And with that, we'll say a full hello to Catherine as well, and come on and say hello, and we'll continue our party.
Hi, Meg. Oh, thank
you
for weaving that all together so beautifully and bringing Kuan Yin's message in as well. I have a little update for people, too, speaking of weaving things in, to let people know what's been going on around here, because it often relates to what others are experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you hear that Christine has had some really rough hours and days and is truly exhausted. Because here we are pushing through the last hours and days on the way to the RV. And transmuters, many of whom are on the call today, of course, there are all kinds of categories of light workers, and everyone's transmuting as well. But the ones whose assignment is to transmute are experiencing what Christine is experiencing, which is that she literally carries the energies that are present on the planet at this time through her body. And in the process of understanding, identifying with the energies, seeing what they're about, and using her body and her will and her heart, she literally transmutes those energies and sends them to the light. And this is why there's so many folks who often write to us and say, oh, I'm feeling so sick. Is this about the transmuting? Is this, you know, I don't understand why I'm feeling these things. Yes, we're all working full out at these during these last hours and days. And it can be a little rough on your body. It can be a little rough on your feelings. So we want to connect with everyone, reassure them we're here, we're doing this together. We are having these shows because we've been asked to do it every day, you know, either a message or a show, so that we can all relate and encourage one another and connect. So we have a couple of stories here that were really fun lately about connecting. After the show that we did a couple weeks, few shows back about the deer, we were watching, and day by day, more and more deer started coming through our yard. And as we sit here in the sunroom, we can see them walking through the garden. And it became a real parade some days. At night, we'd see many deer, but realized that there was a mother and a baby who would come every night, the same ones. They would look at us, and Christine sang Hugh, the note Hugh to them, and they would look up and look right into our windows and greet us. And then we noticed this was increasing day by day, that they were coming closer, and the energy of them was so beautiful. And then one day our neighbor said, you know, I saw the strangest thing. The deer are out here in the yard during the day. And we saw Bam Bam, our cat, beautiful lady Bam Bam, out there walking across the yard, and there was a deer following her. So we were laughing about that. And as we were talking about it, I felt the presence, the essence of the deer coming through, and realized that I was being contacted by Lady Deer, the voice of the deer. And she said, I come to tell you that we are here to bless you and to protect, and that it's our job, we've taken it as our responsibility to protect Bam Bam. Because Bam Bam is sort of new to being outside, and she really wants to be out in the woods, and she wants to be like a wild cat, but she really isn't very aware of what's going on. So we protect her, and we've come. We actually have specific members of our group who are assigned to protect her.
Oh, so, my.
Yes. So Bam Bam actually has a caretaker, sort of babysitter, you might say, when she's outside. And it's a deer who follows her around and protects her.
That is so precious.
Mm-hmm. So we wanted to share that with people, because there are a lot of really difficult things going on, and the world seems to be in such upheaval. But at the same time, there are these wonderful things happening. So another incident that I'd like to share. This one's about Christine and her relationship with Firefly. So we have some purple guest room with purple sheets. So we call it the Saint Germain room in honor. I thought I'd bring that up today because of our special show with Saint Germain. And we laughed about it with him, that we will call it the Saint Germain room. So Firefly really liked the way Christine arranged the bed, and it has a soft cover on it so that the cats can sleep on the bed. So I went through the room, and Firefly was back in the corner behind a big pillow that Christine found that is so lovely. It's a big, round white pillow, and it has sparkles on it, so it looks like a big snowball. So Firefly's favorite place is what we call the far side of the snowball. So I went through, and there was Christine looking into into Firefly's eyes and saying, now, breathe into the center, Firefly. Breathe into the center. Now bring your eye in and focus. And I went, are you doing a visual centering session with Firefly? And she said, oh, I do it every day. Firefly had some traumatic events in her soul history, and she really needs to help center and balance so that she can be her full, daring, charming, loving self. And little by little, she has come out of her shyness, and she's running and playing through the house. And so I just found out the secret to her success, and that is that Christina's been doing visual centering sessions with her every day. So there are lots of possibilities for all of us in these difficult times. We can reach out to each other. We can do visual centering with one another. We can call on the deer. And, of course, there are other animals that are here to protect us. So it's a time now to reach out and make contact with all the other kingdoms, all the other, the elementals, all those that are here to help us. So in the process of thinking about this, a message came through from Hilarion, through Marlene Schwetlashoff. So I put her message here so I could read a few sentences, a few paragraphs from it, but I recommend it. It's Hilarion through Marlene Schwetlashoff, and you can find it on her site, which is called The Rainbow Scribe. So I'll just read a couple of paragraphs for you because it's so current and expressive about what we're experiencing right now. She begins, duality in all its aspects is now playing out before your eyes. There is a greater picture of what is at stake here. It is a battle between the light and the dark. It is an age-old battle that is now coming to completion. Those who follow an agenda that is not for the highest good of all are taking their last stand, and they are being revealed in all their tactics and every step that they take to try to regain control. Those who follow our messages and those who have the eyes to see have been filled with sadness by the polarity energies that are being expressed by those who purport to carry the light. We ask you to remember our words, to have tolerance, patience, and the understanding that these times that are now manifesting upon your world are a necessary part of the cleansing and purging that is occurring in the higher picture of the events upon your planet and within human systems and society structures. It is not as dire as it seems. It merely requires acceptance, the noting of the energies that are at work, and a recentering within self. Now I'm going to skip down further. It's a fairly long message, but I really recommend to everyone that it's a lovely one to read for these times. She continues, know that you're listening to your own heart's counsel, and this is always good. We say to you, beloved ones, this too shall pass. It is the nature of the affairs of the world to continue on. It is the nature of humanity to adapt, adjust, and accept. Soon there will be a new perspective, a greater and deeper comprehension and understanding of all that is occurring during these times. Have patience. Express your kindness and goodwill to each other. Nothing has changed in regards to the goodness within people. Nothing is different. All are equal and always have been equal. There is no division in unity consciousness. We ask you to continue to stand in your light to observe and reflect your inner light, your inner goodness, the peace and goodwill that you hold towards everyone. This is what you then add to the collective consciousness in peace, tranquility, and serenity. This is the energy that you add to the collective consciousness, and this is what is most important during these changing times. Watch, observe, and learn. There is much that is unfolding that is amazing and miraculous. Look for those, dear ones. Until next week, I am Hilarion. Thank you, Hilarion. That was reassuring and beautiful. Now for a little closing, I have a couple of letters from some folks who've written to us. And we like to share these. And I know you like to communicate with one another, so it's fun for us to share the letters that you send us. Here's one from Jenny. Hi, Catherine and Christine and Meg. Nothing to forgive. You know we sent out the message, oh, sorry, we didn't get to you sooner, we were on our faces. She says, nothing to forgive, most of us are on our faces, backs, beam end, knees, whatever. So lovely to have you share these. Let's call them, quote, unpleasant, crippling moments. I call them moments, but they can last for days and nights, too. Oof. Thank you for all your dedication and work to bring us these life rafts to hang on to. So thank you. And here's another one from Jan. It's fun to see how people are using these shows and sharing them with others. Thank you for such an amazing show today as well as yesterday. I'll be listening to both again. Christine, thank you for addressing those of us who experienced bumpy, rather than peaceful after last night's show. I awoke this a.m. having to face that the election was being held. I had had hopes that it wouldn't take place. I was so disappointed, and I whined and complained to my guides. That led me to my needing to look at all the times I have disappointed people and ask for forgiveness and send love to the people I had hurt, as well as myself. I cried most of the day. This was quite a process. I felt that my life was never going to get better, just worse every day, and on and on and on. Finally, I knew I had to surrender to God's will. I did so as best I could, but I can't honestly say it was totally heartfelt at first, but I was trying. Then I had trouble getting to your show. That made me cry some more because I wondered if I were being punished for not being a, quote, good girl. After all, as a little girl, I was always punished when I wasn't a good girl, more to deal with. Finally, I made it to your show right on time. It was so wonderful. I love Lord Lanto. I have that picture of him in my office, and he looks straight at me when I'm using my computer. I have finally found peace tonight, even though I feel as though I've been through a ringer over and over. Thank you for the part you all played in providing this peace for me. Meg, I didn't realize you lived in Georgia. She used to live in Georgia, so she's saying she's in Arizona now, and I can assure you that people out here don't have a clue what a good peach is. So sad. So I thank you each of you for the amazing work you do and the experiences you provide. I grow more with each show. Each of you seems to know exactly what I need. Humanity is so blessed to have us here. Well, we're so blessed to have you write to us and tell you how you feel and how you've used these shows and what impact it has had on you. And it fills our hearts with joy to know that people are listening and using this work so fully and relating to the masters so completely. So we thank you all for being here with us. and sharing these moments, these important, important moments as we all move together. So thank you all for your thoughts. I'm going to pass the talking stick back to Meg now to do the intros. Okay, Meg?
Wonderful. Yes, Catherine, thank you.
Okay. So long.
Oh, those were, bye, Catherine. Thanks so much. Those were brilliant. I too had just awe this week when at people's choices with the information that seems to be in front of them and how they feel it and choose and feel it and choose. It's really quite brilliant. The Facebook posts, the patients that came in, the coworkers I've spoken to, just listening and seeing their powerful choices for love. Sometimes I say in my head, Mother and Father, are you listening to this? Because this is amazing. Of course they always are, but I like them to know we're drawing a spotlight here because this is really phenomenal what I'm hearing and reading. So thank you all for your choices this week. And thank you for choosing love and choosing to be here to share it with us. And it really matters every single moment's thought for peace and love and tranquility in the face of what seems to be going on around us is powerfully felt and used by the masters to bring through more and more light during these times. So thank you for that choice and your continued choosing. And with that, Christine, is there anything else you'd like to add to the conversation before we ask St. Germain to join us?
Hey, Meg. Well, St. Germain is just already talking with me, and he's saying, you know, every messenger has a particular kind of creed, a way they are asked and held to present the messages. Now, there are certain things throughout all of us that are true, that we agree to present the messages of the masters as they are given, and that we simply become a vessel of the transmissions and the words. But some are held in a very calm and steady, particular loving space when they give every message. And those messages are so uplifting, and they're like such a constant for all of us. And then there's, this is St. Germain is whispering in my ear right now, and then he's like, then there's us, and we've promised to be transparent. In other words, show the impact of our life as it's unfolding right now, and how intense and immense and bumpy and sweet it can be in any and every given moment. And he's saying every messenger is fulfilling their vow. And he wants to reach beyond the messengers right now to say to the light workers, it's just the same for all the light workers, that in their own way, each light worker has vowed to fulfill a role. But it's so much more than getting something done. It is the fulfillment and the embodiment of a healing for themselves and for a planet, this planet. So I just feel such tenderness right now from Lady Kuan Yin, Saint Germain, Sananda, Archangel Michael, Mother and Father God. They're all gathered around and many, many more. And they're just so tender-hearted for each of us right now and how the fulfillment of our role is so, it takes so much from each of us. It takes so much for us to do it. be it, to fulfill it.
Mm.
But
mm-hmm.
they have such compassion and tenderness and understanding and cheer for us.
Mm.
Where we think we let down, they are like, no, 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 that's the success.
Oh, boy, that's
yeah.
good to hear.
Yeah. So other than that, St. Germain's here.
Okay. Well, we'll pretend to be tossing things back and forth just for the ceremony. Welcome.
Yes,
welcome, dear St. Germain. Thank you for coming. Welcome, brother.
Thank you, Meg. Thank you, each and every one. It is no accident that you are listening to this, whether live or on the archives, which is also live, by the way. First, just let our soothing love come to you. Be uplifted, eased, cared for. You are doing enough. You are enough. You are doing what is required and far beyond. So first, the most important thing that will happen in this transmission, this message for you, is that you are loved. So let our love soothe and uplift you. I am here today in anticipation of all the days that are to tumble forth like a bag of toys being dumped out on the floor. It's exciting and wondrous to see which one you will grab. This is a sweet, sweet moment, after all. It is the moment before the moment within the moment. Everything good and promised is already fulfilled. And here we sit together on a fine Sunday, being a family, preparing for goodness, for unbridled prosperity. And I come to speak to you about the energy of giving. Now, everyone has experienced a moment in their life where they've been given a gift that was a surprise, and it was given with such freedom that there was no expectations, no blind expectations, no hooks in the gift. It was just a freely given, spontaneous, amazing gift of some sort or another. It could be as something as small and simple as a hug, all the way to something quite fantastic and grand, as a this or a that. What's important is the energy of the giver. No doubt. Each of you have also experienced a gift given with complications attached to it, blind expectations, a gift that had within it an hidden agenda and an intention for something else to be given back. Or even a way the gift must be perceived and experienced. Oh my. Those were all experiences that were an opportunity to have on the surface of lower dimensional Earth. But what we're talking about today is the kind of giving you are all about now. Free giving. You are about to walk into your redemption appointments and be gifted by Mother and Father God, by myself and Lady Kuan Yin, by love, by your higher self and your twin soul, your twin flame. And then in turn, you have the opportunity to turn around and gift in the same light. The energy of giving. I spoke to you in my message about the energy of receiving and how it was tainted. Very purposely, the energy of receiving was tarnished to seem as though receiving would be the same as taking, thereby causing good-hearted beings such as yourself to refrain from receiving because it would be felt and seen as taking. But this was an aberration of the truth. For to be in harmony, giving and divine receiving are easily, equally, generously felt and experienced. It does not take a good being to give and a good being to refrain from receiving. Oh no. We all easily give and we all generously receive. That's the truth of balance, of wholeness, of ease, of love. You are getting ready to give on a grand scale. Give as has been given to you. The funds you are about to receive are given in the name of God, free and clear. And these funds are not to create a new elite. So silly. Or to set some apart from others. Oh no. These funds are a stepping stone to where no money is ever needed at all. So give as you receive. You have been gifted free and clear in your own way and the understanding and scope and scale that is right within you. Give free and clear. Give with joy. For giving with joy inspires one of the great keys to the kingdom, gratitude. Not an owed gratitude, but a gratitude that comes pouring forth naturally when something is given with joy and freedom in the name of God. God's prosperity, your part, your responsibility is to give. And there is an energy of giving. Now, it's not the energy of giving with an expectation. Oh, no. It's not the energy of giving with some hidden debt. Oh no. That's what built the debt slavery system that we are breaking free from. You are in the position to give freely and with love. Now, How was it given to you? Now, you have, many of you have had years to prepare yourselves, but that is because of the fantastic vessel you are now to become, the magnitude of gift, of God's gift that will flow through you. Allow that for those you gift. They too will be touched by God's gift. And the more purely you give in the name of love, in the name of God, the more the gift will be placed for them. And then they may do or not do what they will or won't with it. But it will be separate of you. Not separate as in we are not one. Separate as in they will have their opportunity to digest and ingest and grow with it and understand this gift and spring forth into their own giving. You have been allowed this great fortune, and according to your mercy, so will they. Giving at this time is not a contract. It is not you are calling forth an agreement or an obedience on their part. No. You are giving to saturate the world with God's love, to break the bonds, the bindings of debt slavery once and for all. What is freely given sets all free. To better give, contemplate what I gave you in my message yesterday. The opposite, the so-called opposite of giving, is to receive. When you contemplate the opposites, they collapse in on each other. I give, I receive. Which one feels most uncomfortable? I look at that, I feel that, I see that, and I allow it to be healed. And remember to receive does not equal to take. That was a programmed obstruction. That was an abomination of co-creation. To receive is to receive, and it is as divine and humble and joyful and wondrous as to give. Allow those tender places within to be healed now. Call on us to come and help you heal them. It's time for balance and harmony to be restored. You know, balance is not compromise. That's another concept that has been corrupted. Compromise has come to mean you give up some things you want and I give up some things I want. And therefore, we come to an agreement where nobody gets anything they want. No, this is not compromise through the eyes of love. Compromise is the highest good of all. It's a win-win scenario, which I, Saint Germain, come to tell you is not only possible, it is the way through. do not look for agreements that diminish each side. There are no sides. Look for an agreement that uplifts all. There is always one that exists. Our great lady Kuan Yin is here by my side. We have given this message today together. Our heart is tender for you. Our love is rich and full. We admire you. You are ready to give in the true meaning of giving, to enrich, to uplift, to endow, to pass on the grace that is now passed on to you. We love you. We are here for your counsel. We know you are ready for this. Along with our great lady, Kuan Yin, I am your Saint Germain on the precipice of the greatest giving Earth has ever known. And I am speaking to the givers. You are ready. Unbind your hearts and give in the name of God. We are with you. We love you. Thank you for representing God's love on earth. So be it.
So be it. Thank you, Saint Germain. Thank you, Lady Kuan Yin. Thank you, Mother and Father.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Christine.
That message was a beautiful gift from Lady Kuan Yin and Saint Germain and Christine. Thank you.
Mhm. Mhm. I think the beautiful message of the beginning of this giving is with the greatest receiving we will ever accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So, receive and give together. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, Catherine. Bye, Christine.
And here's the celebration of giving, right? In this music.
You must join me. Oh, so rich.